Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell and Brad Pollack, we are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do injury cases all over the state of Colorado. And I tell you what, we've done it for years, over 30 years of experience each for Brad and myself. And we help injured victims put their lives back together again. And these shows are brought to you to try to give you the information that you need to help you fight the insurance company to try to establish a level playing field with this insurance company for the at-fault party, the one who injured you. Because you know what? They're off on their merry way. They hit you. They weren't injured. You were. You're into a protocol of treatment, maybe for days, weeks, or months, or years. And they're off doing their thing, and you are suffering. So you need to know, and you also need to get rid of the myth. Here's the myth. Surely some insurance company is going to treat you fairly. Surely they're going to pay you because it wasn't your fault, right? Surely. This was not my fault. That's what insurance is for. So surely some insurance company is going to pay you. They're going to fight you. This is war. You understand that. Today we're talking about your diagnosis. How does that fit into the picture? What difference does it make? What's the initial diagnosis? What's the interim diagnosis? What's the final diagnosis? How does this really work on your injury claim? Very, very important. Your diagnosis or diagnoses are the very foundation upon which you rely to prosecute your injury claim. But there's many pitfalls and traps. And today we're talking about your diagnosis of your injuries in the car crash. Our typical example is a car crash. It could apply to any trauma. Right? It could be any kind of trauma, but you have a medical treatment, you have medical diagnoses. So let's start with a car crash. You're in your car, you're rear-ended, boom, they hit you from behind. You're off to the emergency room, and this is where it starts, and you need to pay attention very carefully. You're in the emergency room. Understand these doctors are very good doctors, but they're there to try to save your life. If your life isn't threatened, then they're going to discharge you from their hospital, and they're not going to do further tests and protocol. But this is where the insurance company tries to take advantage of you. You go to the doctor, you say, my neck hurts, my low back hurts, I was in this car crash. Maybe they're worried about a brain bleed, so maybe they do an MRI or a CT scan, right? Maybe they do an MRI of your neck. It doesn't show anything. So they default in their diagnosis of your neck to neck sprain strain, and they default, all other things being equal, in your low back to low back strain sprain. That's what the insurance company seizes upon. Your diagnosis, they say, was low back strain. That's no big deal, they say. It can be a huge deal. And you know, Brad, this is the beginning of the fight, because the initial diagnosis and what we're trying to tell you today is not always the final or ultimate diagnosis.
That's 100% correct. The original diagnosis, it a lot of times is going to change. Remember, emergency room doctors, their job is to resuscitate or stabilize a patient and then refer them to appropriate medical departments. That's it, or to the appropriate medical doctor. And if you don't need stabilizing, if you don't need resuscitation, if it's an injury that doesn't need any immediate care, a lot of times the emergency room doctor is not even going to notice it. They're not going to diagnose it. They're not going to say anything. At best, you're going to have something in the emergency room records where a nurse might have put down a report by you that things hurt, but they may not even care about that. You may be saying things hurt. You may be saying I've got tingling down my legs. You may be saying I've got a sore back. And they may not even put it down because they're not worried about that kind of situation in the emergency room. That's not what they're there for. They're there to take care of immediate injury and immediate problems. So a lot of times the emergency room records will, for all practical purposes, indicate that there's nothing wrong with you.
Right. It's not. And they did an MRI and it was negative, or they did an X-ray and it was negative. Okay, these doctors do a great job, but they're not there for the long haul, long-term care and treatment of you. They discharge you, and most of the time they say if you experience these symptoms or if they continue, either come back to see us or go to see your PCP and your doctor. But the insurance company sees upon this diagnosis of low back strain, so they say it's a strain, and that's how they start fighting your case. Then you go to the doctor, you go to your own PCP, and maybe they send you for physical therapy, right? A protocol of physical therapy. Or maybe give you more prescription drugs for pain medication and muscle what? Relaxants? Yes. And so they're hoping that you're going to get better. But if the symptoms persist, right, the diagnosis can change. That's the important part you're going to need to know about today. Maybe your X-rays and MRI of your low back were negative. Maybe they're in doctor talk non-remarkable. But you still have the pain and symptoms. You have radiating pain down your legs, as Brad just said. So, Brad, you got to work towards the final diagnosis. You got to be able to support it. And that's one of the ways, one of the main ways, we prove injury claims in this business.
Well, that's exactly right. The diagnosis is going to be important. And a lot of times the question is going to be not why didn't the emergency room pick up on it? Because we talked about that's not the emergency room function. Now, at times you might need to prove that because a lot of people come with the belief that the emergency room is going to attend to everything and the emergency room doctors are going to attend to everything and they're going to note everything. That's just not what they do. That's not their thing. And they will. And if you look at the instructions when they leave, the instructions always say, if you have additional pain, if you have continuing pain, go see your doctor. Go make an appointment with the doctor because they're getting you out of there. So the question will be, is why didn't you follow that instruction? Not why didn't they diagnose something? Why didn't you follow that instruction when you got out and you continue to have pain? Now, everybody's had, I can't say everybody, most people have had a back pain now and then. They've strained their back, they've done something that's caused it to hurt, and they wait about a week and it's over with. And I think if you look on the internet, Gary, nowadays, a lot of times it says on the internet that, you know, to overcome a back strain or a back sprain that you might, or a pulled muscle in your back can take up to 6 weeks. And everybody thinks that's what I've got, and you just think it's going to go away. And so you tough it out, you're on heating pads, and you're, you know, if you got a heater on your seat, you turn that heater on so you have heat, and you're walking around putting Bengay or some other kind of heat medication on your back, and you think it's going to go away, and you avoid seeing the doctor. And because you haven't seen the doctor, because you think it's going to go away, you just think it's something that's normal that comes from a crash. And the longer you wait to at least give the doctor a call and maybe go in and see the doctor, the more you're hurting your case.
Right. And they say that you didn't have a diagnosis because you didn't go to the doctor. You weren't injured because you didn't go to the doctor. And when I say they, I mean the insurance company for the at-fault party. Right? So, listen, this is a no-brainer. We said for years, you go see an attorney early in the process. You understand what your game plan is. We have a legal game plan for you at Bell and Pollock. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989 or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You have to pay attention. Listen, just because you go to an attorney doesn't mean you have to file a claim, right? Don't think, well, I'm going to go to an attorney, they're going to suck me in, and I'm going to have to file a claim, and I'm going to have to hire them. You need to go to the attorneys who don't push that, but, like us, give you the information that you need. When you come in for a free initial consultation with Bell and Pollock, you get that, a consultation, but a significant, material, meaningful consultation along with a meaningful game plan. That's what you need. You need information because this is not an ordinary day or event for you. It is an ordinary day or event for the insurance company. So, Brad, we're talking about diagnoses today. I think one of the bigger points is your final diagnosis is not always your initial diagnosis. Because if you have trouble with your neck, it's not really homed in. I mean, do you have facet joint injuries, nerve injury, neurological injury, chemical radiculopathy, radiating pain coming from one of the discs in your neck or one of the discs in your low back? That always doesn't show up automatically, but the symptoms persist. So let's go through that, Brad.
You know, absolutely, your final diagnosis or your initial diagnosis isn't going to be your final diagnosis from an emergency room. Because as we've said many times already in this show, the emergency doctors don't diagnose these things. That's not anything they care about. They've stabilized you. They resuscitated you. They stabilized you. It's time to get you down the road to somebody else. That's not their job to be treating on a consistent basis or on a regular basis, on a repetitive basis, your back pain. It may not even be their job to treat you your back pain at all when you're in the emergency room, or to treat your neck pain or to treat your shoulder pain if they determine that you don't have anything that needs immediate care and attention. And I don't mean immediate like, well, then we can just delay it forever. I mean immediate like life-threatening. Something they have to do that could be life-threatening or can be a threat to your safety and your well-being. They understand you may have other injuries. plaintiff's lawyers and are well aware of that. Treating doctors are well aware of that. It really, insurance companies and defense lawyers and defense doctors are well aware of that. But they take advantage of it to twist the facts into saying, well, it wasn't found at the emergency room. You must not be hurt. And you went home. And, you know, yeah, the instructions say if it persists, so you waited a week and it persisted, but you didn't even go see your doctor until 3 weeks or a month after the accident. And you're going, well, here's what happened. I got in the crash. I went to the emergency room. The emergency room said, oh, you're okay. You can be discharged. I was discharged and I had the pain and I had the pain. After a week, I called up the doctor and it took 3 weeks to get in to see the doctor.
Right. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We have over 30 years of experience each. We can put our experience to work for you and your family. When you've been injured, it affects you and it affects the entire family, right? It's a family value structure. Bell and Pollock, our telephone number, 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or our website, championsofthepeople.com. We will help you. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been doing this show for years. You can listen to all of our shows. We do various shows. You can listen to them on our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of the podcasts are there. All of our books are there. We've written several books. One was called Legal Game Plan, and it's trademark protected. We think that's so important because when you come to our law firm, you get a free initial consultation and a legal game plan. What does that mean? You get a strategy or strategies that you need to know to how to follow, to properly follow the protocol so the insurance company doesn't beat and defeat your claim. They have a strategy. They have strategies. The insurance companies have their own attorneys, their own doctors. Who do you have? Simply put, you need somebody. You need somebody you can trust. Somebody's going to give you the information to fight your claim. You're not going to go this alone. 303-795-5900. Today we're talking about diagnoses and how they help you in your injury claim. But think about it. You might be saying, well, that's no big deal. What do you mean, Gary, Brad? What do you mean you're talking about diagnoses? What we mean is the initial diagnosis is not always the final diagnosis, but you have to be able to prove it. The insurance company is going to seize upon it. And you know, Brad, one of the things that we talk about forever is, and you guys think about it. Think about it out there. You go to the doctor and they say, okay, you're going to go to physical therapy for 8 weeks, two times a week. What are they trying to do? Get you better. They give you pain medication. They're trying to get you better. You come back, physical therapy doesn't work. What do? You know this. They might try a different form of therapy like acupuncture. Then they might refer you to a neurologist or a spine surgeon or a surgeon that's going to do injections. Why? Because they haven't got to the final diagnosis yet. They haven't solved your problem for you. Insurance companies know that. Brad just hit the nail right on the head. The insurance company doctors know that, but they say you should be over this in 6 weeks. So you got to fight this war. And, you know, Brad, everybody needs a legal game plan to do that.
That's exactly right. You have to make sure you have the correct diagnosis. And people are slow to do that. The doctors, as far as certain of the diagnostic testing. Why? Because think about the diagnostic testing. The diagnostic testing starts with they palpate. They see if there's any trigger points. They see if there's any kind of where the pain is and what induces the pain, what causes the pain. They see if there's any muscle spasms. They're seeing whether or not you should be at physical therapy. They may go to an x-ray because x-rays are relatively cheap nowadays, but they also understand that x-rays aren't going to show a lot of what might be the causing the pain in your back or in your neck or maybe radiating around. And of course, they want to know if it's radiating because that can help trigger and tell them there's some kind of nerve or disc problem. So they're watching for all that. And they're saying, now go to physical therapy and let's see if that works it out. Because why? Because the injury you received in the car crash at that instance, when they're saying, let's go to physical therapy or let's go to massage therapy or something else, at that instance is greater than the normal injury you'll get from bending over and pulling weeds out of the yard or out of the garden for an afternoon. It's greater than what might otherwise have happened in the regular everyday life. Maybe it's equivalent to the injuries and the impact that you're having when you're out on a football field and playing a sport or when something else and you've had an impact. But they're seeing whether that's going to resolve. It's the less expensive avenue. It's the avenue that they want to follow and that is probably in Western medicine and today's medicine probably prescribed and is an appropriate form of care. But as that doesn't work, they can no longer be just saying muscle strain. That now they've got to start saying it's more than a strain or a sprain. It's something more. Why? Because now, as it continues to be there, the pain and the discomfort and maybe the limitation on range of motion, certainly the limitation on your range of daily activities, because you're not doing things that are going to cause the pain, as that continues, then they start saying, well, there's something more. The diagnosis may very well change from that to a bulging disc. But how are they going to diagnose that? They're going to diagnose that by the amount of time that you're not responding to conservative care, by whether or not they can see it in an MRI, or whether or not they have to start doing injections to try to localize the pain or find out what's causing the pain.
If it's true, you're not going to put up with this. You can win this war. 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell & Pollack. We established our firm in 1984, and we've helped injured victims ever since. We've covered millions of dollars for our clients, and we can help you. 303-795-5900. You're not going to let the insurance company beat you on these points. Look at this. You know that many doctors go through weeks and months of treating you. You still have the symptoms. You still have the headache. You still have the neck pain. You still have restricted range of motion. You still have impact, great impact, significant impact on your quality of life, your activities of daily living, and it won't go away. And it's relentless. Now, you know you might get referred to a neurosurgeon or a neurologist or a spine surgeon. That might be 6 months later. That might be 8 months later after the accident, or a year and a half. And meanwhile, you've been treating to try to get better. And why, in the face of all that, does the insurance company then say, and you should see some of these depositions with these insurance company doctors, why do they say that you, most people get over this in six weeks, you should be over this, what are you doing? And they imply you're making it up. They imply you're a fraud. They imply you're cheating the system, right? And they imply that you're lying in the medical records and lying about your injuries when you have been referred by the doctor you trusted for 20 years, 10 years, 5 years to a spine surgeon, which is scary enough as it is, and the insurance company is trying to beat your claim. They say, you listen, Brad, let's cover some of what these doctors say, these insurance company doctors say in their depositions. Like they say, the most blatant one is they say, I don't think they were injured in the car crash. Well, doctor, they went to the emergency room, yeah, but I think that's from something else. I don't think that was caused by the car crash. Or the one we just talked about, they say, all right, I'll admit, I'm the insurance company doctor right now, I'll admit that you were injured, that you went to the emergency room, but you should be over this. Your treatment should have cut off at 6 weeks.
And it's hard to express the timing that it has to be followed in something like this, because obviously each case is different and the timing is different. But you leave room for the doctor or for the defense doctor and the defense lawyer to make those arguments the longer you wait to get care. Now, I'm not looking at you and saying, hey, you must rush and fall down on the ground and say, I've got to go by ambulance to the emergency room or rush to the emergency room. If you've called within a day of the crash, you're not leaving much room for them to say you got hurt sometime between the crash and when you made the call to go to the doctor. If you call 6 months after the crash. Your first call to a doctor is 6 months after the crash because you've been living with the pain and you've just had too much going on in life, and it hurts you and it restricts you, and you notice that, boy, that numbness and that tingling is worse and worse, but you know, I've still got more important things to do. So you don't give a call to the doctor in 6 months. Now you've left open a longer period of time for the insurance company and for the defense doctor to say, hey, you did something else to cause this pain. The crash didn't do it, because they like to find some kind of event that happened after the crash. Now, if you've had been to the doctor, let's say the week before or 2 weeks before for pain in the same area before the crash, you've left room for them to say the same thing. So, we see these ads on TV where lawyers are implying that you should be calling them at midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning, and we're there 24/7, because if you had an accident at 11 o'clock at night, by 11:30, you should be calling the law offices and be talking to a lawyer. Well, you know, it is a good idea to get a hold of your lawyer. And to get a hold of a lawyer, and the sooner the better. And like our office is open 24/7, or we have an answering service 24/7 to take your calls. And if you're in a work situation, or you're in a life situation where you really can't call during traditional hours, we're available for you to call us. But for those of you who have not done anything, and you've been injured as a result of the negligence of another, don't think your case is lost. Give us a call. What we'll face in your game plan is that there's more time that is now available for the defense to use to try to blame some other event. And their statement is, well, if you tell us there's another event, then we can blame it on the other event. And if you don't tell us another event, then you're just lying, because there is another event, but you want to use it to get money from your car accident.
You don't have to take this. You can beat this. You're not going to let them do this to you. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. The more you know, the more you understand, the better off you're going to be. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, for a reason. We champion people's causes. We help families get their lives back together again. In a family unit, if somebody's injured, it affects the entire family unit. We know that. We understand it. We can help you. 303-795-5900. You can call us 24/7. You will be taken care of. You'll get a free initial consultation, a meaningful initial consultation, and a meaningful free legal game plan. 303-795-5900, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches, or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them. to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. This is the only show of its kind. Tell you what, you can call us or email us, but you can call us at 303-795-5900. Anytime into the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. Brad and I each have over 30 years of experience helping injured victims and their families. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We do all kinds of injury cases, workers' comp cases, auto crash cases, motorcycle cases, truck crash injury cases, all kinds. If you're injured on the job in a car crash, that's a unique circumstance. Today, we're talking about unique circumstances. We're talking about you. You're a very unique person. You know, the insurance company wants to put you into a cookie-cutter mold, and they say most people should be over your type of injuries in 6 weeks, and you're not. Therefore, we, their doctor, said, we don't know what's wrong with you, kind of implying you're making this up, kind of implying, you know, we shouldn't even listen to you. But your doctor and you, these are doctors you've known, your PCP, for years. They are treating. They send you to a specialist after about a year. Why? Why is the insurance company not going to seize upon that? Because they want to look at the earlier diagnosis, the one where it wasn't finally diagnosed yet, and your diagnosis is very, very important. And Brad, we use that every day in our practice with regard to pursuing people's injury claims, their diagnosis.
Absolutely. The diagnosis is going to be looked at, it's going to be discussed, and that's going to trigger the care, that's going to trigger what is the belief is for the care in the future, and what may or may not be work restrictions that you face in the future.
If you have brachial plexopathy, a herniated disc, radiating pain, right? Facet joint injuries. You have to have the diagnosis. You have to have a game plan. Bell & Pollock will give you a game plan. 303-795-5900 or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. We'll see you next week.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.